Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tanis, Daf Yud Gimel, Tanis 13. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the prayer that we say on a fast day, which is called, begins with the words, Anenu Hashem, Anenu B'yom Tzom Taniseinu. Answer us, God, O answer us on the day of our fast day. So where is this prayer said? When should it be recited? So asks the Gemara, Tzolosa de Tanisa, the prayer of the fast day, Hechi Mad Karinan, where do we mention this prayer? So the Gemara brings about this an incident that happened. Adbrei Rav Yehuda or Rav Yitzchak Berei. So Rav Yehuda was leading his son on a journey. And that's how Rashi explains the word Adbrei, meaning to say, it's an expression, according to Rashi, it means he was leading him. But Rav Yaakov Emden says Adbrei means it's important, meaning to say that he elevated him and made him great, so to speak. So some say that it means that he gave it as a drasha, as a communal sermon. But anyway, the Rashi's explanation is he was leading him on a journey. Vidarash, and he expounded, he said the following, Yachet shekibel of tainis, mispal shel tainis. So an individual accepts upon oneself to fast on that day, should pray the prayer for a fast day, meaning should say, Anenu Hashem Anenu B'yom Tzom Taniseinu. Answer us, O God, answer us on the day of our fast day. So it says the Gemara, Heichan Omra, where should this person recite this blessing as its own blessing? So the Gemara says, Bain Goel Lerofe, a person should recite it between the blessing of redeeming Israel and the blessing of healing God, the one who heals his people Israel. So Maskefor Rav Yitzchak, so Rav Yitzchak challenges this. V'chiyachid Koveya Bracho Atzmo, is an individual so important that an individual could make a blessing on their own and add a blessing to the Amidah? Is that really possible? An individual can't add just a blessing to the Amidah. So therefore, Ela Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says that an individual who says the prayers for the fast day should put it within the prayer called B'Shomea Tefillah. A person should include it within the prayer that is known as the one who hears our prayers, because the implication of that blessing is that God hears Hashem Shomea Tefillah al Kol Davar. God hears our prayers on all matters, and included within that is the prayers of a fast day. And indeed, and the person should not recite it as their own blessing, but rather should include it within that prayer. Chena Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes also says that a person who is saying the prayer for the fast day should say Baruch Shomea Tefillah, should conclude the blessing, blessed is the one who hears our prayers. However, the Chazin, the commentaries note, the Chazin, when he repeats the Amidah, should say the prayer for the fast day as its own blessing, between the blessing of Goel Yisrael and Rofecho Amo Yisrael, because the Chazin is representing the community, and so therefore he's distinguished enough to make this a blessing on its own, as the Gemara is going to explain from a Braisa, that on a fast day the Chazin prays 19, or it adds in an extra prayer. Today we always say 19 blessings, so he would say 20. I mean, the Chazan has no problem doing it. And the Gemara now proves this from a Braisa. The Gemara says, Meisve, the Gemara says, Ein ben yachol etzibur al shazem espal shemona esrei v'zem espal tshasrei. So we learned in a Braisa that there's no distinction between the prayer of an individual on a fast day, except for the fact that the individual prays 18 prayers, like the 18 blessings, like the rest of the year, and he includes it within the blessing of Shomea Tefillah, the prayer for a fast day, and not as its own blessing in and of its own, whereas the Chazan espal tshasrei, where the Chazan prays 19 blessings, meaning to say he adds a blessing, because he mentions within the prayer of the fast day, he mentions between the blessing of Goel Yisrael, Rofecho Amo Yisrael, he mentions that Amidah. Even though we say that, generally speaking, there's 19 blessings every day, because we added the prayer of V'lam Alshinim, the prayer against those who were the heretics or those who were turning the Jews over to the authorities. Nevertheless, that blessing of Wamalshinim was not instituted by the Anshei Knesset Agdol when the prayer was established. It was established later on in Yavne. So therefore, it's called the Shemona Esrei. It's called the 18 blessings, even though there are really 19 blessings. That's how the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Ches explains it. So therefore, we're saying that the only difference is that the Chazan prays an extra prayer on a fast. faste. So ma yachid umay tzibor. So the Gemara tries to clarify what the Braisa is saying. What is an individual here, and what is a community? Ma yachid mamish. If you want to say when an individual means the individual, a literal individual, and tzibor is shalich tzibor, and the tzibor refers to the chazin. So then, why does the Braisa say that the chazin prays 19 blessings? Hani chasre esrim va'arba'ava. Why do you say the chazin prays 19? He really prays 24, meaning there are an additional 6 blessings that we say the rest of the year on these extra fast days. Elav hachi kamar. So doesn't it mean the following? Im ben yachad the kibo of tainis yachad yachad the kibo of tainis tzibor. There's no difference between an individual who accepts upon himself an individual fast to an individual who accepts upon himself a communal fast. Elosh hazem is paul shmona asrei hazem is paul chasrei shma mina. Isn't the only distinction that when it's a communal fast that the individual accepts upon himself, he does include it as his own blessing between Redeemer of Israel and the healer of the sick. So therefore, he would say it. He would say 19 blessings there. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The Gemara says, La'olam ema loch shliach tzibor. So really, we're talking about here that's the chazan. Kukashi loch shliach tzibor asr ma'arba matzli. And that which you ask, well, doesn't the chazan pray 24? We're talking about b'sholosh taniyos rishonos. We're referring to the first 3 fasts of a communal schedule of fast. The leka asr ma'arba. We haven't yet added the 24 blessings. Anyway, this is the Gemara. That's the origin of our practice that we recite. We recite our prayer of Anenu within the blessing of Shomei Tefillah, because an individual shouldn't make their own blessing in the Amida, but the Chazan does it as his own blessing between Rofei, between Goel Yisrael and the one who heals the sick.